There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad you're along for this hour. And had mentioned it earlier that we were going to get back in the conversation that we've had so many times in the past on this show, but we're going to, you know, up the ante and actually have people that deal in CBD, deal with the treatment of a variety, we're going to get into that, of issues, physical issues, health issues, dealing with CBD. Instead of us just talking about it from the outside, we'd go inside. So I'm real happy to bring on to the show Terry Breitung from Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy and Jennifer Adkins. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for being on the show. I'm going to get you all close to those mics, too. So lean into those mics as we talk some CBD. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Sean. Appreciate you asking us to be here this morning.
Well, this is a subject that has, I mean, I know we were talking about this on this show years and years and years ago with some research that was done at UAB and how cannabinoid oils were being used for children with seizures.
Correct.
And I remember members of the legislature, I took it from the political side, that were trying to block that. And I remember going, if it's something that helps these children, and here are these physicians at UAB telling us it is, this is medicine. From there to where we are now, there's been kind of a bumpy road in the discussion of CBD.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the biggest deal with CBD, and that's obviously stands for a compound cannabinoid.
And, see, he can say that easily. Yeah. Not all the rest of us can.
Yeah, I say it a lot.
Yeah, so, okay, and Terry, what is that?
Well, CBD is a derivative of the hemp plant, and it is a cannabis plant. So I think the confusion that we get, particularly in the state of Alabama, because none of this has been legal up to now, is that everybody wants to think it's pot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not pot. It's not marijuana. It's a non-psychoactive product. And that means that the cannabis plant is harvested prior to it reaching a THC level.
Okay.
So, you know, if you left a cannabis or hemp plant to grow to maturity, yeah, it's pot.
Okay.
That's what it would be. But I'm very familiar, as I've, you know, got a I've got my son and my daughter-in-law and my three-year-old grandson that lives out in Colorado. And I've visited out there obviously several times just to see them. But I've been to these farms, I've seen it, I know how they extract it, and that is what I use here in the state of Alabama. Now, you know, the big issue had been, you know, basically obviously in the state of Alabama, is not getting in, you know, so much as the marijuana industry or medical marijuana, mm-hmm. which a lot of the states have adopted now, as you well know. They passed the farm bill several weeks ago.
Yeah, this hinged off the farm bill, interestingly
well,
enough.
Well, and that was a huge breakthrough for all states, and particularly Alabama. So our AG, Mr. Marshall, he came out and made a public statement several weeks ago stating that long as the CBD is 0.3% THC or less, it's totally legal in the state of Alabama now. So it's legal. We can distribute it. You can buy it, and I'm glad it asked, because I've helped a lot of patients with this product.
And I can't wait to get into this, because I've heard enough anecdotes here from people that have been helped by this. But I want to circle back to, because I think it's worth bearing out, because terms are getting lost. Okay, there are certain states that have recreational marijuana. That's
right.
One end of the spectrum.
Right.
Other states that have, before the Farm Bill, had zero of
Correct.
Anything. So somewhere in between, when you talk about medicinal marijuana, there are states that have legalized actual pot that people are smoking.
Correct.
Okay. That's not Alabama.
No, Alabama is not legalized. Now, they're, you know, looking into it, I think, right now. But of all states, probably Alabama will be the last one to
that's
do
right.
so.
That's right. That's right. I'll put my money on that as well. So this, what we're talking about, CBD, is not, because I think this gets confused. People say, oh, that's medicinal marijuana, and they picture somebody smoking marijuana.
No.
This is something, it's not even, it doesn't look like it, doesn't, it's not the same thing.
You can get this in tincture form, which is an oil. What I distribute comes in a jar, 4-ounce jar, and I go with 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams, which I find for my orthopedic patients, you need a higher dose.
Okay.
But that's basically, 0.3% or less THC, which my product has. It's non-psychoactive. And the inherent forms of this, and let me get a little bit into how this works
yes.
with the system, okay? No, it is not pot. You do not get high. Let's make that
and it's not
perfectly
this is CBD
clear.
Oil is not something that is smoked. I mean,
no.
I know this is all that for you, but there's a lot of people that don't know that.
Well, mine comes in consisting like peanut butter, and it's cut with about, 100 milliliters of virgin coconut oil.
Okay.
Now, some you get it with honey. Some gets it with some type of the tincture oil. It comes with a little menthol taste to it or whatever,
okay.
but mine just looks like peanut butter. And you take a teaspoon every night. I usually recommend my patients take it at night because it also helps you sleep very well.
Okay.
And again, you don't get high.
Right. So but you say so they're taking a spoonful. Like I'm going to eat a spoonful of this.
Correct. It's like taking.
So it's not putting it on. It's...
No. Now I do have salves too.
Okay.
If you want to localize for an inflammation or if you get a strain or sprain, but I also have those, which works very well too.
So you can take it internally. You can do
Correct.
It topically.
Correct. Both ways.
Okay.
But let me explain a little bit how this works. You have the good Lord give us our own inherent endocannabinoid system. That's your software. Okay?
Okay.
And so as you get into your late 20s, early 30s, that system starts fraying. Okay, so when you're in your teens, your early 20s, remember how we could just get up, work all day, dance all night, get up,
do it again. Yeah.
No pain, no problems. Well, you have receptors in the body, okay, and it works on a cellular level. It goes to every cell in your body. This cannabinoid oil goes into your system. And it works off of T1 receptors, which is your cortex or your brain, and it communicates with T2 receptors in the viscera in your hardware, we'll call it.
Okay.
So when you're young, these systems are communicating. So if I bump my elbow, the brain says, oh, send an enzyme down there. That's going to clear that up. And it does. That's why we don't have problems.
So you're still getting when we're young, we're still getting the pain. There's just a system to deal with it.
They're communicating. The brain is communicating with the endocannabinoid system to tell them, hey, you got a problem here in your right ankle. Send an enzyme down there and knocks out the inflammation.
Okay.
But as we get older, that system starts fraying. And all CBD does is rebinds that system. And once you get saturated, and everybody saturates differently according to what kind of problems you have. This treats degenerative disc disease, the reflux, the GERD.
Yeah.
I used to have that terribly with my 83-year-old mother. I've got her off her Nexium, her Prilosec. I've got her off all that. And she just takes that. I don't take anything other than CBD now. I used to have ankle pain, finger pain, wrist, because what I do in therapy all day, pulling on people, I would just be all out of sorts. But that's all gone away. I sleep like a baby, and I have no more reflux or GERD. So that's my own personal testimony. But I have several patients that will tell you the same.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that. But, I mean, this does explain a little bit, because if you didn't talk about the scientific or the physiological way it happens, it does sound like it's a wonder drug, right? I mean, if somebody says I'm always leery of anybody coming in and telling me this solves everything.
I understand. And listen, before I got into this and I was dealing with my fellow out in Colorado, I told him, I said, you need to have to send me three jars of this because I'm going to try it myself.
Okay.
And I said, and if I don't notice any difference, you won't hear from me again.
Yeah.
So I'm the kind you have to show me, all right? And man, I tell you what, and I know it sounds crazy, But it's not on me. I'm going to have Jennifer come on and speak, from a patient standpoint here in just a minute. But I'm going to tell you, in my 40 years of practice, I've never seen anything like this come over my office and over my desk that helps so many people.
So it is not that it's specific. It's not like saying the CBD oil is going to focus on knee pain. It's not that. You're saying resetting the T1 to T2
receptors in the body, the endocannabinoid system, so everything's communicating once again. And with that said, I mean, you know, when you, it's called, you ever heard of homeostasis?
Right.
When the body's in balance?
Yes.
Well, when everything's in balance, everything's working. Like I was having cholesterol issues, and I'd taken Lipitor 40 milligrams probably 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I started taking this, I said, you know what? I told my wife, I said, I'm going to quit taking my Lipitor and see, and just dose for 6 or 8 months and then go get my blood level checked, see if this helps us.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in, my cardiologist, he says, man, these are the best blood levels I've ever seen. He said, you must be taking your statin. I said, yes, sir. And I walked out. But, no, my blood levels, and I know you're probably thinking, my Lord, man. This is not a hard sell. I'm not trying to sell.
Right.
This.
No, and let's tell folks, too, that I had to drag y'all in here.
Yes.
So, I mean, that is God's right. honest fact. I had right. to drag y'all in here to get you on the show. So you weren't pushing to come on. I was pushing
right.
to get you on. So
right.
I want that to be clear. And I'm just trying to do what I think most of us are trying to do is understand a little bit more. Number one, disambiguation between medical marijuana where people are smoking it and CBD oil, and you've done a good job of that. This is something different.
Correct.
There's no smoking. You're either taking a spoonful or you're rubbing it on the spot on your body.
Correct.
And this is not specific to elbow pain or neck pain.
No.
This is a
It works on a cellular level. It helps everything in your body. I mean, once you get saturated, and saturation is a big point. Everybody, you know, saturates at different levels.
Right.
So when you start taking it, don't get frustrated a month down the road if you're not seeing a lot of change. Okay. I've had one patient that had severe degenerative disc, autofusion at C1-2, which is a high fusion, decreased rotation of her neck. It took her 4 months, but she came in on that fourth month smiling and high-fiving and saying, "This, I have no more pain."
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and a great discussion going on. And this is one that I've wanted to expand upon for quite some time, the discussion of CBD oil. You probably, maybe you've tried it, maybe you're using it, you have kinfolk that are, somebody at work has talked about this, and leaves a lot of questions, I think. This is something that is pretty new to most of us out there, and I really appreciate Terry Brighton from Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy coming in. Also, my friend Jennifer Atkins coming in, a patient who is using this product as well, and trying to get some questions answered. So thanks for your time, thanks for being part of the show.
You're welcome.
So we talked about how it works, which I think to me that was one of my, from the last segment, a takeaway there, because I kind of had heard people talk about, oh, it fixes this, that, and the other, and I was like, yeah. You know, that sounds like, I mean, it sounds like snake oil, right?
Yeah, it does.
Something that cures everything. But you explained it's because it does what?
Well, I mean, the endocannabinoid system is made up of cannabinoid receptors. Again, you remember I touched on that earlier about
mm-hmm.
your own inherent endocannabinoid system, our God-given
right.
software. And these cannabinoid receptors, they're found throughout the immune system, the central and peripheral nervous system, which is your inside and your arms and legs. And cannabinoids like CBD interact with these receptors. Okay? You've got thousands of them in your body.
Right.
And they're communicating. Homeostasis, as we touched mm-hmm. on earlier. Well, again, as you get older, you lose that communication. And the CBD interacts with these receptors, rebinds that system, so everything, your homeostasis turns to normal again.
So you're not so much, and see if you correct me, right, dulling the pain in that place with the CBD.
No.
You are going back to the systems that lets the brain send an enzyme down to do.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Because again, you know, when we're younger,
yes.
we don't have these issues. Why? Because your homeostasis, everything's communicating, everything's working properly. And that can be on a blood level, you know. I mean, I didn't have high cholesterol when I was 18.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So all this does is rebind the communication, you know, factors of the body. And once you get saturated and that endocannabinoid system is communicating with the hardware, yeah, and right. Like you said, it sends an enzyme. It doesn't go and
like go fix
cause
it.
An inflammatory. No, right. You know, it's not an inflammatory agent that right. goes there. It's your own built-in enzyme that's taking care of
it. This is interesting. I guess this is why they had the success with children with seizures, too, the communication between the parts of the body.
It's amazing, Sean, what that's done with epileptic. And I've got a couple of three patients also with seizure disorder. And, you know, you have to. It's a fine line there, though, because the pharmaceutical drugs, which weren't helping these patients anyway. They right. were still having multiple seizures. And once I start this, I will wean them off that. Every one of them has not had one seizure. And I know,
amazing.
I know it's incredible. And I've got these patients, I mean, they'll give you their testimony.
That means a lot to people's
no
lives.
Kidding.
I mean, people that
Huge.
Have to deal with that. And
their parents.
Yes.
That have to watch their kids
oh
suffer having 25 seizures a day. And I'm talking about Grand Mall. I mean, not Betty Mall. This is where they get on their side and shake for 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, they have no control.
Let's talk about how this works from a firsthand perspective. You talked about using it. Jennifer, when did you come to CBD and why did you come to CBD?
I started taking it about 2 years ago. And for years, I have fibromyalgia, hypothyroid, and I've had several car accidents that have caused issues. But for years, I walked around just in constant pain. And not just any one particular area per se, but just generalized pain and headaches just about every day.
Really?
And just in misery, grouchy, irritable, just, you know, get up and perform your daily activities, but just can hardly go. You know, once you get home, you go straight to bed.
You go lay down.
And then I have a sleep disorder that's kind of unidentified. And so that made it hard to sleep regardless. And when you're in pain, you don't sleep.
You're painting a pretty rotten picture, Jennifer.
I was pretty miserable for a good number of years. And I started about 2 years ago when Terry started getting into the CBD and really taking a look at it. And I had looked at it before, but I started taking the 2,000 milligram because I needed a little bit higher dose. It took me about 2 weeks to get saturated.
And this is the term that Terry just used. Saturated means you get enough in there that the enzymes are
right,
working again.
And you start feeling better and you notice you feel better.
What is that? Yeah, what is that like from both y'all? Is it a – because, you know, when we take regular pharmaceuticals, we're got a headache and I take – I know there's going to be a bunch of people critique. That stuff's bad for you, but I take a BC, right? If I get a headache, I take a BC and I have a swallow of Coke or water or something like that, and I go – and after about 20 minutes, headache's gone. I can feel the cause and effect there. Is it like that with CBD? Or is
sort,
it just
sort but, of? It's a little bit more gradual. I know I was taking ibuprofen, like my dad said, like popcorn, just popping it right
bad.
And left. You know,
not good for you.
No, definitely not good for you. It damages your internal organs. It makes it so that you can't function without taking this pain medicine every day. And I knew it was bad for me, and I didn't want to do it.
So you didn't – I mean, so, the CBD didn't come in and you say, oh, I'm going to take some CBD instead of an ibuprofen. You just got to where you
didn't
take –
I got to where I didn't take ibuprofen at all. I'd probably drop down from taking it three times a day to two to one, and then all of a sudden I realized I didn't hurt anymore. It's not a miracle drug. You know, it's not – you're not going to take it and it's going to fix everything and you're not going to have any pain anymore. That's not the way it works.
You still stub your toe and it hurts?
You stub your toe and it hurts. My hip bursitis flares up and it hurts. I go to the gym and I work out. I'm still sore, but my body is better able to cope with that. It's better able to deal with it so that I don't have to go and take all this medicine anymore.
And to get back to your headache taking the BC, you know, CBD, again, opens up your channels of communication. When you take, you know, an anti-inflammatory, you take a BC powder or whatever, all that does is block. It's a neuroblocker. And for whatever, if it was a hangover, whatever caused
headache. Why at Mardi Gras are we talking about this, Terry?
But that's what it does, is a temporary block. And then once it blocks it, then obviously the headache goes away.
Right.
But keep in mind with CBD, Sean, it actually builds the liver and kidneys. It helps the liver and kidneys. And I'm not getting on pharmaceutical, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know it has a place. But big pharm, you know, that stuff will tear your liver and kidneys down.
Sure.
Okay? This builds it. So it's a great alternative is what I'm trying to get to.
So the people, I mean, this is why I guess so many people from from so many walks of life with so many conditions say that they're getting benefit from CBD. This is why it's not just people with headaches use CBD, but it's also, I mean, that's you're at least explaining what has been puzzling me about this.
Correct. Correct.
How does it, you said, okay, comes in a form that you take internally, also topical. But how do people, do you go buy a jar? How is it done? Like if we're dealing with, the, I mean, how, what, is it milligrams? You mentioned milligrams, Jennifer. How do you do all this? It's all new to us.
This is where you have to know what you're purchasing. And Terry can explain that.
Because most of us don't know. Okay, mm-hmm. This is new. So how do you know what you're purchasing?
So you can buy a jar that
get you a little closer to that mic there.
You can buy a jar that costs about $150, and it's 2,000 milligrams per milliliter.
Okay.
And you're getting the 2,000 milligrams per milliliter.
Okay.
But you can go to the store and buy one, say, for $10 for 8 ounces, and you don't know what you're getting.
Wow.
You may be getting 10% instead of 100%.
Jennifer makes a great point. I mean, buyer beware, and I said a little bit about that earlier.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you to come to me to get your CBD, right. Although you probably should be, because I do, in my opinion, have the best, this product in this area. But, you know, what Jennifer is referring to, you may get a tincture, and, you know, I have batch numbers on mine, my jars. I know exactly what's in it, where it's coming from. You may get some oil that if it's not, you know, they'll say, well, it's 500 milligrams. Well, people get confused. You're not getting 500 milligrams per tincture. It's probably 16 milligrams in, you know, one of those little tincture, you know, oil that, what do you call them?
The droppers.
Okay.
And it takes, mine's 2,000, but you get 100 milligrams per teaspoon. I know this is a little confusing, but you get 100.
Is it like proof?
Oh, yeah.
Not something I can understand.
Let's say it's 100 proof.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
But it would take you 8 to 9 tinctures to be the equivalent of 1 teaspoon of mine.
Okay.
So look at your milligrams. Just don't, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm getting 500 milligrams per tincture. No, you're not. You're getting 3 milligrams per tincture.
Gotcha.
Or 5 milligrams per tincture.
But I think you can't say that enough because this is so brand new. People have no standard to work off of. You know, the last time it was like this. We don't have a last
Correct.
Time.
Well, and I always take my patients, and I obviously have a great stand to do this because I treat patients. And
right.
I know, you know, and I that's not
yeah,
the
people
first
are
thing
already
I
coming
have.
To
you.
You
need to take this. No, that's not what I say.
Well,
I
tell, people are already coming to you for rehab
that's
and
correct.
Physical therapy.
And they'll say, well, I've just had these. I don't know what else. And the therapy would help. It's a bridge. But I said, have you ever considered CBD? So I have a patient regimen. I give them, and I said, go up and look up the endocannabinoid system. You can Google it.
Right.
And you can, it'll give you as much information on as you want to know. And I said, educate yourself, and then come back, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. So they'll come back and say, I'm really interested in that. I think that would help me. And I said, no, I know it'll help you. And so they're on board, and then we go from there, and I explain how to take it, you know, how to use it, and I spend, you know, a good bit of time with them.
All right, let's do this. You'll hold on, come back for another segment here.
Okay.
Got lots to talk about here, talking CBD, and we'll get into some of the hows, how they get the actual oil, how that all works out, and then also back to the law. You heard the Attorney General, or maybe you didn't. If you listen to this show, you heard me read what the Attorney General had to say. Of course, Terry and Jennifer can give us more insight into that. Coming right back, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Welcome back. It is a special edition of Midday Mobile because it's a subject we've talked about, bounced around with a lot of, I don't know, what do y'all think? I heard, somebody told me, my cousin Scott said he heard from a buddy about the CBD. And so we've done a lot of that for our time, and it's a real treat to get people in who have firsthand knowledge, number one, as patients, number two, or probably even more importantly, as somebody who is prescribing this, giving this this CBD oil to folks and seeing real results. Terry Brighton with Azalea Hand and Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy Inn. Also my friend Jennifer Atkins, who has worked in the field as a with Terry, but also a patient. I mean, you get kind of a dual role here.
Right, in the medical field and a patient.
And you were talking about you were weighing out a laundry list of things affecting you, and I thought I was feeling some pain just hearing you describe it. But you were describing a lot of what affects, let's just say, adults.
Yes.
You know, older folks, you know, adults like us, it's chronic pain issues, right? It's
right.
Something that's like, it's just kind of,
right.
It's kind of just there every day. And you said something I think applies, you would go home and fall in bed.
Yes, because just the, you know, dealing with pain all day is bad enough, and then you're trying to work and trying to do your normal daily activities, and then you get home and you're exhausted.
You just described a lot of folks,
Jennifer.
A lot
of people.
But Terry, I know you see that. I mean, you're dealing with people that come to you that have therapy issues and rehab issues, but a lot of that is chronic, just what we consider, well, it's just the way it is. I'm old and I'm give out.
Well, and again, you go back to homeostasis, and as we addressed earlier, Sean, again, once that system, that endocannabinoid system starts fraying, you're going to have these problems. And this is one of the only things I've seen in my 40 years of practice that accomplishes the rebinding of that system.
All right. I want to ask you about this. How is the process of – I may use the wrong terms here, so correct – to get prescribed this or to get this?
I just call it distribution.
Distribution.
Because when you start by prescribing, you're thinking that is a medicinal term from
right.
a physician. And this is not a medicine. It's not a pharmacological, you know, medicine. And so it's almost like a supplement.
Supplement additive.
Because,
like,
you know,
a vitamin.
The FDA, you know, this is not an approved. The FDA don't approve this, okay?
So, to treat anything.
To treat anything, right. Because, you know, the studies are there lack of. But we call it a supplement because how many vitamins are FDA approved?
Right.
Zero.
Right.
So, but the people are buying them by the billions.
Well, and we're hearing from so many people that are getting benefit from this. And we started off, and let me go as a farmer's grandson, try to figure this out too, because you're mentioning that this is hemp. People say, okay, there's hemp and there's marijuana, and this is all based on the fact that it's what percentage THC?
It's 0.3% or less.
Or less.
That is the legal limit.
Okay.
And like I said, our AG, Mr. Marshall, came out several weeks ago and, you know, stated that it is totally legal in this state of Alabama as long as it's 0.3% or less THC.
Nobody's getting high off that.
That is correct. It's non-psychoactive, which means you do not derive a high from this.
How do you get the CBD oil? You know, I mean, you're part of this full process here, so explain to me.
Well, I get my product out of state of Colorado. You know, Colorado's been legal not only in, you know, the hemp and marijuana scene, but they use it for leisure
out
there because it's all totally legal.
Yeah.
But I use a company out there. It is the largest single organic CBD farm in the whole state of Colorado. And I've been there multiple times. Again, I've seen the process. I see how they break it down, how they make their product. And so I know what my product line is. Now, again, you know, I said earlier, buyer beware, because that's not the way it is everywhere.
Right. There's no standardization.
There's
here.
No, and that's another issue that needs to be addressed. And I think it will at some point. But now CBD is such a hot word, everybody's trying to capitalize on it.
Sure.
And these companies are coming, oh, we can throw this in there. Because the general public are confused.
Well,
and they are.
Count me in.
Yeah, that's right.
Count me in. I'm one of them.
And so I think, again, you go to somebody that's reputable. I'm not saying come to me, but I will certainly help you. But you need to have a reputable distributor that knows what their product line is and that can, you know, tell you what it is.
You say buyer beware, and that process is to educate ourselves on what the – I mean, you were describing about the milligrams and here and what's contained in this jar and this other jar. I mean – we have to know something before we can say, well, that's not good or that's good.
That is correct. That is correct. And the only way you learn that is to educate yourself. You get on the computer. I used to not, you know, with all this new technical stuff, I'd be talking to my daughter, and I said, well, I wish I knew. She said, Google it, Dad.
Yeah. Right.
It's right there at your fingertips.
Right.
So I just, you know, I just feel like, and particularly the state of Alabama, the people of Alabama, please educate yourself to this product.
I mean,
and that way you know a little bit more about it when you do come to someone like me that can explain it to you, and it'll make a lot more sense to you.
All right. And so you went out there. This is just self-serving for me, this part of the interview. But you went out there, watched them extracted. You know, I've gone through a lot of corn and soybeans in my life and seen wheat harvested as well. How they do this?
Well, it's a pressure. It's a pressure type of a process. And, you know, some people will just use only pressure. Some will use what's the derivative from corn?
Ethanol.
Yeah, an ethanol type of base. But the more pure form that you can get, which is pressure, and they just take this, and they have pressure machines.
So they take in the hemp stalks. I mean, they go out and, with a harvester and what, and bale
them? Oh, they pull them up.
Now,
they hang them for a certain period of time. It goes through a hanging process for several weeks or several months, because that gets all the product, the hemp product, down into the area that you're pressing. But, yeah, we use stalk. We use the whole product. And some of it goes back to fertilizer at the end. But your flowers is where you get the pure hemp product from. And so they use this machine that mashes, just squeezes the heck out of it. That becomes like a, I don't know, a pulpy, sticky look. And then they take that, and then through a process in which I didn't know where it went from there, because I only saw the pressurization of it. But they take it that there, and then they form the either the tincture, or they mix it, you know, with the compound.
Well, we hear cannabinoid oil. Is it a oil?
My product looks like a peanut butter.
This is in coconut oil.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if it's
a base.
Right.
Yeah.
But at a certain temperature, coconut oil becomes a solid, and at a certain temperature, it becomes a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So mine, I just leave it out on the counter, and right now it's a solid.
Does it stay?
But in the summer,
does it keep?
It will be a liquid.
It keeps. I mean, they say it's got a 10-year shelf life, but I think it's kind of like honey. It never spoils. I mean,
you could keep it in the refrigerator. It's just a little bit harder to get out.
It's like an ice cream if you keep it in the fridge.
Sure.
But like Jennifer
peanut
says,
butter, you can leave it.
You can leave it out.
Okay.
Well, I leave it by my toothbrush, because the last thing I do before I go to bed, I brush my teeth, and then I take – and I'm down to maybe 15, 20 milligrams. I take it down a little baby spoon now, because I'm fully saturated.
Right. That's the term y'all both use.
Right.
And explain to people who are just joining us, what does that mean?
Well, when you start taking it, I recommend a teaspoon, which is 100 milligrams with a 2,000, you know, milligram bottle I distribute. And once you start feeling better, and you'll know, your body will tell you, hey, man, I don't have that ankle pain that I had 3 days ago. Or, man, I slept great last night. I got more energy. You're starting to saturate. You're starting to feel better. Then you can start backing off your dosage, because all you want to do then is tickle it.
Right.
Once you stand up, like I said, I started out with 100 milligrams. Well, I'm down to 15 now. And plus, your dosages last longer, so it's not as expensive, obviously. But do not sacrifice dosage to try to save money, as I tell my patients.
But it's contrary to what happens with a lot of pharmaceuticals, where people have reduced benefit going forward, right? The prescription is for just like those ibuprofens, just like the BC.
Right.
If I don't take a BC powder for a year or two, I take that baby and it blocks that thing and it works. But if you take them very regularly, you have to take more and more ibuprofen to get the same benefit, right?
It's easier to think of it from the opioid standpoint for people who are on oxycodone, OxyContin,
right,
where they take it for so long and then their body accommodates to it. So they have to take more and more. And that's where people are getting hooked on these opioid medications.
But this is the contrary. You're saying you take more in the beginning and you get to a point where you're like, hey, those things aren't bothering me, and you start backing it down.
Correct.
Right.
Just to make it last longer.
Correct. Right. And plus, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're keeping that endocannabinoid system binded,
That's cool. It's really contrary to how most people think about.
Right.
Guess what? Again, it does not harm your kidneys and liver like the OxyContins, like the anti-inflammatories for long. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to knock pharmaceuticals. It's needed. But obviously, this would be a much better choice, particularly
if it'll work for you. It's a lot healthier.
Yeah, you're using this supplement to assist your body to heal itself. Your body's made to heal itself. So you're using this to help your body heal itself, just like you use a vitamin to make you feel a little bit better, as opposed to masking the problem.
Correct.
By taking medications.
Jennifer,
and it doesn't mean that you stop all of your medications. You know, you don't think that I say, okay, you're going to go take CBD and you're going to go cold turkey off of all your medications, because that's not the way to go.
Right.
But it is possible for you to decrease a lot of your medications and maybe come off of some of them altogether, because your body now has started to heal itself.
Here's a question. I know you probably have heard that if somebody's taken CBD oil, and they work somewhere. They get tested for. Does this show up as marijuana if they get drug tested? How does this work?
Well, I can tell you firsthand, I've taken two drug tests recently, one for a new job and one for school, and mine both showed up negative. Okay. I did tell them, however, that I was taking CBD oil, and
what was
I didn't
their reaction?
Know if it was going to show up. I was like, okay.
Yeah, because I think it's probably getting more common.
Right. And they just said, that's fine. If it shows up, all you have to do is bring in your bottle.
Very
and
good.
Show us and, that you're telling that. Now, right. You know, your employer may see that differently. You know,
right,
if
something
a little
you would
bit
talk
shows
about
up,
with them, yeah.
Then, but I can tell you, for me, I've taken two drug tests, and I've been taking this 2,000 milligram for 2 years, and nothing showed up.
Very interesting.
And also, I address that with my patients, particularly if they're federal employees or whatever, Sean. It, you know, and I have them sign a letter stating that I'm not responsible if they're mm-hmm. drug tested, but I do tell them that to be up front with their employer and just say, listen, I'm on this because an employer would rather have you working.
You dang right.
Yeah, and at home laying in bed because you couldn't get out of bed because your back's killing you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I also will write a letter to the employer stating what it is.
Okay.
Okay. So it kind of gets the employee off the hook, and mm-hmm. they'll say, okay, I'm good with that. And I've done that for several patients. So,
right.
But yeah, I just
good.
Say
That's
be
good.
Honest. I mean, just be
like
honest
everything
up front. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And since this is not a drug, there is no or a very minimal amount of THC in it. It's
right.
not a drug that's going to impair you at work. I think that would be more likely.
Right,
to
but it's
say,
worth. I think, like Terry said, yeah. I mean, like anything, if you
just be honest,
go ahead
up front.
And just tell folks, mm-hmm. hey, this is what I'm doing.
And if you do, and if you come back and do a secondary test, and I know that I don't, I'm not smoking pot.
Right.
I'm taking this CBD, run another, and I want to know what my analysis on the THC level. If it comes back 0.3% or less, it's legal now.
As per the Attorney General.
Thank you.
All right, this is fact. Tell folks how to get in touch with you.
Okay, I've my office is. At 316 C South Sage Avenue, right behind the Regions Bank off Airport. Phone number is 251-470-7772. Zay City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy.
All right. Probably have more questions as the weeks go on. Get y'all come back and join
Absolutely.
Me again.
Absolutely. And, sure. and we thought about doing, we talked about this. There's probably going to be a lot of questions generated from this.
Very much yeah. so. Thanks for being part of the show. Thanks for starting all these questions and come back soon.
Thank you, Sean, for having us.
All right. Terry Brighton and Jennifer Adkins, my guests right here on Midday Mobile.